You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
Praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude 20. Mark the grand characteristic of true prayer in the Holy Ghost. The seat of acceptable devotion must come from heaven's storehouse. Only the prayer which comes from God can go to God. We must shoot the Lord's arrows back to him. That desire which he writes upon our hearts will move his heart and bring down a blessing. But the desires of the flesh have no power with him. Praying in the Holy Ghost is praying in fervency. Cold prayers ask the Lord not to hear them. Those who do not plead with fervency plead not at all. As well speak of lukewarm fires and lukewarm prayer. It is essential that it be red hot. It is praying perseveringly. The true suppliant gathers force as he proceeds and grows more fervent when God delays to answer. The longer the gate is closed, the more vehemently does he use the knocker. And the longer the angel lingers, the more resolved is he that he will never let him go without the blessing. Beautiful in God's sight is tearful, agonizing, unconquerable importunity. This means praying humbly, for the Holy Spirit never puffs us up with pride. It is his office to convince of sin, and so to bow us down in contrition and brokenness of spirit. We shall never sing Gloria in Excelsis except when we pray to God de profundis, out of the depths we must cry, or we shall never behold glory in the highest. It's loving prayer. Prayer should be perfumed with love, saturated with love, love to our fellow saints, and love to Christ. Moreover, it must be a prayerful, full of faith. And man prevails only as he believes. The Holy Spirit is the author of faith and strengthens it so that we pray believing God's promise. Oh, that this blessed combination of excellent graces, priceless and sweet as the spices of the merchant, might be fragrant within us because the Holy Ghost is in our hearts. Most blessed Comforter, exert thy power, thy mighty power within us, and help our infirmities in prayer.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.